This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Doubt is a perennial concern for Christians. Every Christian has feelings of doubt at one time or another. Unfortunately, many Christians assume that doubt is the opposite of faith. They assume that wandering among the hard questions of faith will lead us further from a belief in God. Travis Dickinson, a professor of philosophy at Dallas Baptist University, has his latest book, Wandering Toward God, Finding Faith Amid Doubts and Big Questions. He was in my radio studio recently to talk about his book and provide hope and guidance for Christians who have questions about their faith. Doubt is a natural phenomenon. He quotes from C.S. Lewis, who said, "Now that I'm a Christian, I do have moods in which the whole thing looks very improbably. But when I was an atheist, I had moods in which Christianity looked terribly probable." Part of the problem with the way we see doubt is that we assume we must have certainty. But even prominent atheists reject the idea of certainty. Bertrand Russell observed, "The demand for certainty is one which is natural to man, but nevertheless an intellectual vice." Voltaire concluded, "Doubt is not a pleasant condition, but certainty is an absurd one." Travis Dickinson encourages us to ask big questions and look for answers. There are so many theologians and apologists who provide clear and cogent answers to the many questions Christians and non-Christians are asking today. In the concluding chapters, he gives reasons for God and reasons why we can trust the Bible. He also addresses a few of the common questions raised against the gospel and Christianity. Is the God of the Bible good and loving? And why is there so much pain and suffering? So if you know people struggling with doubt about their faith, this is a book that will take them on a journey back to a biblical foundation. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Socialism, go to viewpoints.info/socialism. That's viewpoints.info/socialism.